same today. The thief that hung beside the Lord cried unto him, remember me. The Savior looked at him and said, today with me in paradise you'll be.
We are now getting to the time where everybody celebrates the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call it Passover in the Bible. The heathen call it Easter. So the coronavirus came at the time of the Passover. Could we say that God wants us to understand that that the death angel will pass over his people and not touch them? It's a happy thought and a good thought. It happened once before, and I believe there is strong evidence that he will do it again. So we need to just rejoice in our Lord Jesus Christ, in what he did on the cross for us, and be blessed that we know him. I know that before this time, many, many Christians were kind of nonchalant about the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now we are starting to see things that are prophesied in the Bible hitting our doorsteps. The pestilences that were prophesied years ago are now coming to pass. And I believe they will come more and more frequent, and we need to be ready. We need to be ready to be taken out of here before the great tribulation. Can a person know that he's born again? Can a person know that he belongs to God? I want to encourage you today, those of you who are born again, that you can know that you're saved, that you are a child of God, that you're a new creation. The Lord Jesus Christ will never leave us or forsake us. When we turn to him for this amazing salvation that he is offering, and he is telling us, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. The Bible has some very, very clear scripture on how we can know that we belong to God. As a young Christian, very early in my Christian life, those scriptures became very dear to me. And they came in very handy when people would tell me that nobody can know that he's going to heaven. Well, I got news for you. Many people are still saying that today. But the Bible teaches us that we can know that we belong to God, and that we can know that we have eternal life. Today I will teach on this subject, and I will also try to explain to you how to keep the messenger of doubt from your doorstep. And I will explain how the messenger of doubt, which is Satan, can come in and rob you off your faith. Even though you are born again, he will make you doubt it in many cases. So before we get into this message today, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I know we are in trying times today, Lord. So I come against the spirit of fear that is enveloping many of your children. Let the power of your Holy Spirit rest upon them so that they may rejoice in your goodness. I thank you for your grace and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In 1 John chapter 5 in verse 10, there are these scriptures that speak very clearly and loudly to the believer. It tells us, he that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believes not God has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Here it explains to us, he that believes has the witness in himself, he that believes not has made God a liar, because he tells us that nobody can know that we're going to heaven, but the record tells us that God has given to us eternal life. And the record is written in the Word of God, which was inspired by God, so that people wrote it down. It tells us in 1 John chapter 5 in verse 12, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. It tells us that you may know, not hope so, not think so, not maybe if or but. The word here is that you may know. If you believe in the Son of God, if you believe for your salvation, the Bible teaches us here, these things have I written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life. It tells us, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. So the question remains, do you have the Son or don't you? Do you believe in what the Word of God teaches on eternal life? This is not a hard scripture to understand. It clearly speaks what it speaks. You don't have to read between the lines. You just take it at face value. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. This is written not only in stone, but in the precious Word of God, where it will never cease to exist. The Bible teaches us that heaven and earth will pass away before one tittle or jot of this book will pass away. So you can rest assured, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you have eternal life. And then there is another scripture found in Hebrews chapter 4 in verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest has also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. So the Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 4, there is a rest for the people of God. It's not talking about when we get to heaven. It's talking about when we get to know that we belong to God. And then it tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11, let us labor there to enter, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So it's telling us to labor not that we have to labor for our salvation, but to labor to enter into that rest. To labor that you may know, Know in your heart that you have eternal life. That may take some time for some people to labor in the Word of God, to seek it out, to find out, to put your trust in what the Word of God says. It says, labor to enter, therefore, to enter into that rest, so that you can know that you have eternal life. For some people, it's not easy, but it can be done. You need to take a hold of the hem of the garment of God and not let go till you know that you belong to God. And this is what the Bible calls to labor to enter into that rest. The Bible teaches us, study to show yourself that you're approved of God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. And we all know that we're human beings and we will doubt. I know that for a fact. Many of us doubt over the years as time drags on. Jesus is not coming back. And sometimes the devil gets the best of us and it causes a spirit of doubt to come upon us. And that happens in most cases when a man falls into sin. He figures he's not worthy. Or he may start getting into the world system. And I will explain this to you very clearly out of the Word of God. King David in Psalm chapter 51. After he fell with Bathsheba. After he got into an adulterous situation with Bathsheba. And killed her husband. The assurance of salvation left King David. Look what he cries out to God in Psalm chapter 51 in verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Look at what he says. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. He doesn't tell us that he needs his salvation restored. He tells us that he needs to be restored in the joy of his salvation. But because sin has made a separation between him and God. There was no communication. There was no fellowship. And all at once he began to realize and started to notice the joy of salvation was gone. And he says, renew a right spirit within me and restore unto me the joy of my salvation. The Bible teaches us, and this will happen if a person falls into sin. He needs to be diligent to keep his hands and his eyes and his ears and his feet clean. This is our lifetime struggle while we're here on earth. But we can do it. But even though we fail, God will not leave us or forsake us. In 2 Peter, here's another reason why people will lose the joy of their salvation or even lose the assurance of salvation. In 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 5, it tells us, besides this, give all diligence that add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. That's love. And for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you work on these things, If you work on these virtues here, on godliness, brotherly kindness, faith, and all these things, knowledge in the Word of God, you shall not be barren. You shall not be unfruitful in your knowledge of God. You'll rejoice in His presence. But look at what 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 9 tells us. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Very interesting. You can forget that you are born again by the Spirit of God. It says, if you have no godliness, if you don't fill up with your life with love, kindness, goodness, and the knowledge of God in your life, then the Bible teaches us you may be blinded and you will forget that you were purged from your old sins. It doesn't say you will lose your salvation here, or you will all of a sudden be separated from God. It tells us you will forget that you were purged from your old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. And if you do these things, you shall never fail. This is what the Bible teaches about assurance of salvation. If you're not going to be diligent about God, about a relationship with God, you will even forget that you were purged from your old sin. You will forget that you have become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You will forget that you were sealed unto the day of redemption. You will forget that you have been bought with a price. You will even forget the joy of the Lord that used to be in your heart. And for those of you who are not born again, we are running out of time. You need to turn to this awesome and great God. He offers us salvation for free. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you give your life and heart to this great God, you can be assured that your names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So in these days of turmoil, of torment, of being locked up at home, give diligence to the Word of God. Seek your salvation. You will never find a better time than this. Turn to God and ask Him to show you His mercy and His grace, and the Word of God will open to you like never before. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing.
They hung their heads in sorrow. Jesus, their Lord, had died. No reason to live tomorrow. 11 bowed down and cried. Then Mary ran down a dusty road. Cried Peter, come see where he lay. For I've seen the Master outside the seemed the hands that were riven touch. such a sight I will never believe. Then an awesome presence filled the place when Jesus appeared in the room. Thomas declared it, my Lord and my God, you're risen today from the tomb. Oh, Jesus came out alive and the darkness ran.
As we get ready again for the celebration of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he died for us on the cross to save us from the awful, terrible eternity that is waiting for those who reject God, we can turn to him and seek his face. These are the days where people can build a relationship with God because of the coronavirus, which causes us to be kind of locked in. Church services have been canceled all over the country. Not all over the country, but it seems like all over the world. This year, people will have to break with tradition, where they come together to have communion, where many, many come together to be with family. This time, it seems like that we're in lockdown. We can't even travel from province to province. We cannot gather more than 10 in one place at one shot. So the best thing for people to do these days is to really dig into the Word of God and get to know him. Because these are the warnings that God has given us that will come as we zero in on the end times. The birth pangs will get worse and worse as we get closer to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. The main thing is we need to be ready. When I look at the world system and much of the church system, they have been way too busy. People just out to make money, to get as many toys as they can. I'm not against having stuff, but if it's going to be at the expense of not having a relationship with God, then it becomes idolatry. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 13 in verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with what things that you have. For he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. So God tells us, regardless what happens, if you belong to me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So people need to take time out for God and seek him and get their priorities straight. Because Corrie ten Boom, her world was turned upside down when the Nazis arrested her whole family and threw them in prison. They were a well-to-do family for those days, but they were all thrown in prison and they all lost their lives except for Corrie ten Boom. And the reason they were thrown into prison was for hiding Jews in their house. So what will happen these days, I don't know. This coronavirus can't last very long. I believe it's going to diminish as it gets warmer. But people, the news media, will play it for all they can to keep people riled up. But God is in control, and we should not fear, for perfect love casts out fear. I heard a report come from China that it did not even touch the Christians there. So that is an interesting situation. What will it touch the Christians here? Well, that'll depend on how God views this country and how the Christians operate. So let us look unto God for our protection this Passover season and seek His face in those trying times. And I want to speak to you, the listener, about how things are going with Reaching Out Ministries and what you can expect in the very near future, because we don't know how it's going to be. If our money situation dries up, then we will have to shut off the radio stations. So if you can help us, it would be very much appreciated. But at the same time, we are on YouTube. Yeah, the internet is very inexpensive. We have a YouTube channel. You just go on Reaching Out Ministries on YouTube, and you can catch all the messages of our church services. We will still bring forth the messages week by week. And you can also reach us on www.reachingoutministries.com. That's our website. So the messages will still be on the internet on a weekly basis. And we know for a fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is soon coming back for His bride. This coronavirus thing, it'll pass, but on the horizon is another pestilence. I don't know what it's going to be, but the Bible teaches us it's going to get worse and worse as we get closer to the end. The tribulation will be so horrible that the Bible teaches it has not been like that since the beginning of the earth or will be afterwards. So what I would recommend, not only recommend, but urge everyone to do, is get to know Jesus. Ask Him into your heart. The Lord is willing that none perish. He is out to bring people unto Himself. He loves His creation, but mankind is so wicked and so evil that He has to bring this to a halt. This world cannot go on like it has. The horror that we are seeing underneath all the news reporting, the child molesting, the human trafficking, and all this terrible stuff that's going on, it's going to come to an head, and it has to be dealt with by God. And God will one day say it's closing time, and that'll be the end of dispensation of time. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.